Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HometitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's HealthLock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, I'm not sure what it is or why it is. We have a long list of embellished, well, it's not really even embellishment, just outright lies, stories that Joe Biden keeps peddling. You know, so we put a little montage together of it. We'll get reaction from our friend Congressman Jim Jordan in just a minute as we start our second hour. 800-941-SEAN is our number.
And Ange walks up to me and goes, "Joey, baby!" He grabs my cheek, and I thought the Secret Service was going to blow his head off. I said, "I swear to God, true story." He said, "Joey, I read in the paper, you travel 1,000 to 1,200,000 miles on Air Force planes because they keep meticulous tabs of it. See, the boys and I figured out the retirement dinner. He said, you travel 2,200,000 miles.
When I was 17 years old, like many of you, I participated in sit-ins to desegregate the restaurants and movie houses of Wilmington, Delaware.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes. And we changed attitudes.
I came out of the civil rights movement. I was one of those guys that sat in and marched and all that stuff.
This day, 30 years ago, Nelson Mandela walked out of prison and entered into discussions about apartheid. I had the great honor of meeting him. I had the great honor of being arrested with our UN ambassador on the streets of Soweto trying to get to see him on Robben's Island.
Public services depend on it. School buses, wastewater trucks cross it every day. It's essential to Woodstock Fire Station, about a quarter of a mile away. Without this bridge, as I said earlier, it's a 10-mile detour just to get to the other side. And I know, haven't had a house burned down with my wife in it. She got out safely, God willing.
Oh, okay. Not one of those stories is true. Then, of course, we have the plagiarism of Joe Biden from years ago. I mean, bragging on the civil rights bill, it's a little ironic considering he's the guy that praised the former Klansman and partnered with the former Klansman, Robert KKK Byrd, to stop the integration of public schools and stop busing because he didn't want public schools to become, in his words, racial jungles. Yet the mob, the media, of course, they never hold him accountable. Only conservatives and Republicans can be called racist. Anyway, our good friend Congressman Jim Jordan is back. He's got a new book, Do What You Said You Would Do, Fight for Freedom in the Swamp. It's now on Hannity.com, Amazon.com, and bookstores everywhere. Now, the great thing is this is an insider's look on how to win. If you want to win and you make promises, keep your promises. Like Mitch McConnell shouldn't be telling us he's not going to help Democrats raise the debt ceiling for two months, and then change his mind. Republicans should not have been helping pass the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill because Democrats are not allowing them to be a part of any of the process. And then the lies behind all of it, well, $3.5 trillion, $1.75 trillion won't cost you a single penny. Not one red cent is it going to cost you at all. The CBO is the gold standard until it comes back and shows that they're lying, that it won't cost zero. It's going to cost $367 billion in new debt for your kids and grandkids. By the way, this bill will make its way back to the House in all likelihood, assuming there'll be changes in the Senate, and the squad is threatening to go against that bill. Jim Jordan joins us. Sir, congrats on the book. Welcome back. Glad to have you.
Sean, thank you. And thank you for doing what you said you would do, fighting for the Constitution, for freedom, and the values that make our country great. So it's good to be with you. When you were playing that clip of all those, the montage of Biden, I thought, you know, there's a reason 71% of our fellow citizens thinks we're on the wrong track. It's not just the stupid policies of Joe Biden. It's the fact that he's not square with them when he says things. So, yeah, it's just it's almost embarrassing that the commander in chief behaves the way this guy does.
And no, I have some favorites. You know, Joe Biden's repeatedly saying, Kamala repeatedly saying, Jen Psaki repeatedly saying that, oh no no, Build Back Better, New Green Deal, socialism will cost zero. Joe whispers zero. Okay, now it costs a fortune. My other favorite is, we don't need to test illegal immigrants for COVID because they're not going to be here very long. No, they're not going to be where they are for very long because they're going to be put on an airplane and dispersed to the rest of the country without a vaccine mandate and preferential treatment. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. No, he also said that spending trillions of dollars was going to help inflation. I'm like, what? There's not a rational person, a logical, there's not a sane person on the planet who believes that. I mean, we're at a 31-year high in inflation, and spending $2 trillion or whatever this thing's going to be is going to help inflation. Like, I mean, he just says things that are ridiculous. But the good news is the American people see through it. You know, he's at 38%, Kamala's at 28% approval rating. I don't know in my time of following polling that I've ever seen a president, vice president with those, you know, numbers that low. And then again, when 71%, I said the other day, I want to meet the 29% who think we're on the right track, for goodness sake. There's not one thing these people have done right. So who are the folks who actually think we're on the right track? I got to meet these folks because there's not one thing that's went well for the country under the leadership of Democrats controlling all the federal government.
So what do you think the odds are, likelihood is, that this gets sent back to the House after Manchin and Sinema get a hold of it?
Yeah, I hope it doesn't. I mean, I hope that Senator Sinema and Manchin hold firm. And frankly, there was a good piece in the Journal talking about, what about some of these other, you know, not so radical senators? I mean, all the left controls the Democrat Party, but there's some who aren't so radical who, frankly, are up for reelection in you know, 12 months. What are they doing? They've been kind of quiet. What are they really thinking when they see a 71% wrong track polling number, when they see a 38% approval number for Joe Biden, when they look at the fact that, you know, we went from a secure border to chaos, energy independence, to President Biden begging OPEC to increase production, and on and on we could go. When they look at all that, they might be thinking, maybe not. So I'm still hopeful. And plus what we've seen, Sean, with parents standing up at school board meetings, Glenn Youngkin going to be the next governor of Virginia with 12 courageous people who did the right thing in Kenosha, Wisconsin on that jury. I mean, I think suddenly there is a different mood, a change happening now. So I'm hopeful that this thing still may not pass. Now, if it does, then they change it and it comes back to the House, we'll deal with it then. But I'm hoping somehow it doesn't get through the Senate.
So Biden is out there saying and blaming businesses for the inflation and higher prices. I would blame his economic policies.
Yeah.
And very specifically, the people that are disproportionately negatively financially impacted by his energy policies are the people that can least afford it, and that's the poor and the middle class. If you're paying $1.50 more a gallon to fill up your tank, that's what, 25, 30 bucks, whatever it happens to be, depending on how big your gas tank is, you know, 500 to 1,000 bucks more to heat your home in the winter and cool your home in the summer. And then you add to that every single thing, every item we buy costs more because it costs more to get it to the store.
Yep. No, you want to buy a home, it's going to cost more. You want to rent an apartment, it's going to cost more. You want to heat your home, it's going to cost more. You want to put gas in your tank, it's going to cost more. Food on the table is going to cost more. Christmas presents, everything is going to cost more, is costing more. It hurts middle-class families. But this is the crazy economic. And remember, their basic plan all along was lock down the economy, spend like crazy, pay people not to work, and now they're getting ready to raise taxes for those who have been working. Such a deal for working class, middle class families. So that's what they're up to. And I think it could potentially get worse, because now that the Biden administration is saying that, oh, we're going to look at these businesses, we think they're gouging and increasing prices, energy companies, I think they're toying with price controls, which is scary. Because we know what happens if you do that on top of what they've already done.
Tried this once. Bad idea.
It's a terrible idea. You talk about supply chains and weights and scarcity and then higher prices, and then it's just a downward spiral it gets into. I hope they're not going there, but that's typically how the left operates. And let's hope it's not the case.
So you got this intramural, you know, Cold War among the Democrats, but also between Joe and Kamala. You've got the Progressive Caucus, or the Squad. They're saying that if they cut a penny out of what is now, I guess, agreed to what was passed in the House last week, that in fact they're likely to oppose it. Then you've got all these stories that, you know, Democrats are in a full state of panic because Joe Biden, even though he's talking about running again in 2024, I don't even know if he can. I can't even see this guy surviving another 3 years, because he's such a cognitive mess and weak and frail as any politician I've ever seen. Then you got the disaster, which is Kamala Harris. I mean, she hires a PR team. She fires a communications director. She makes a movie with child actors that ends up blowing up in her face. She's done nothing for the border. She embarrasses herself abroad with a phony French accent. I don't think there's any rehabilitation here efforts that are going to work.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to see how there is. I think we're going to win next year. I do think when you look at the Democrat Party, though, that, you know, there's these battles and squabbles that go on. But let's be honest, the left controls the party. I mean, the left got everything they wanted in the House of Representatives. They got that first infrastructure bill. They got all the spending they wanted in the second bill. The left runs that party, and that's what's so frightening to me, because it's not just the left that controls the spending and all the stuff that's leading to this record inflation. It's the left using government, weaponizing government to come after people they disagree with. It's the left's attack on the First Amendment. I mean, we all know now, Sean, we live in a world today where the left says, if you don't agree with me, you're not allowed to talk. And if you try to speak, we're going to call you a racist, we're going to call you names, and we're going to try to cancel you. And we're even going to stick the FBI on parents and put a terrorist tag on their name. I mean, that is frightening stuff. So there's squabbles going on over there, but we should all understand it's controlled. The Democrat Party is controlled by the radical left, who are out to weaponize government and fundamentally change the country. And that's why what you do every day is so darn important. What we all do to speak out against this is just critically important.
Quick break. More with Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio. He has a terrific new book. It's just out today. It's on Hannity.com, Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere. Do What You Said You Would Do, Fighting for Freedom in the Swamp. Good advice, political advice for everybody. Some Republicans really need to read it. We continue with Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio. He has his new book out today. It's on Amazon.com, Hannity.com, bookstores everywhere. Do What You Said You Would Do, Fighting for Freedom in the Swamp. It's now out today. I know I'm a broken record, but I can describe what conservatism means to me in less than a minute. And that is the party of freedom and liberty, capitalism, our Constitution, limited government, less regulation, lower taxes, school choice, law and order, free market solutions for health care, constitutionals on the bench, energy independence, legal immigration, but bring back the Trump policy, stay in Mexico, build the wall, etc. Free and fair trade. And I'd add to that peace through strength. What am I missing? Because your book, Do What You Said You Would Do, Fighting for Freedom in the Swamp. If Republicans did that and just stood for that, I think they'd have the biggest electoral victory in 2022 than they ever imagined.
Stand for that. And then when you get in office, when the voters give you a privilege to serve, and I talk about this in our book, I write, you know, only about 12,000 people over the history of this great country, the greatest nation ever, only about 12,000 had the opportunity to serve in the United States Congress. If you get that chance, that privilege to represent folks back home, do what you said you would do. And no one did that more. Those things you just outlined, no one fought for those more, did more what he said he would do than President Trump. And I write a lot about President Trump and I feel privileged, the interactions I got to have with him in the Oval Office, in the White House, working with him. Talk a lot about that, and I write a lot about the investigation.
He gave the Republican Party a spine and a backbone.
Yeah,
because he fought.
Yes,
my question is, why do you think from day one he's been hated with a passion that I've never seen before?
Yeah, because he came to that town to change it. He came there to fight for working class, middle class, all Americans, for our military, our veterans, our law enforcement. He came there to do what he said he would do, and truly, I mean, we think it's a slogan, but it's the greatest slogan ever, and it is the truth, to make America great again, to stand up for America, not that town that is all about, you know, the establishment and the swamp and all about the same old, same old. He came there to change it and says, no, we don't need to do it this way. We need to do it the American way. Put American interests first in foreign policy and domestic policy across the board. And that got everyone nervous. And yet, in spite of every Democrat being against him, everyone in the mainstream press being against him, everyone in the bureaucracy being against him, and a bunch of Republicans being against him, he got more done than any person, any president in our lifetime. That's what that's why I want him to run again, Sean. I really do. I want him to run. I think he's going to, and I think he's going to win.
I think he is, too. I wanted you to run for the Senate in Ohio. You wouldn't take my suggestion. You rejected both me and Mark Meadows. We've forgiven you for it, but I'm still going to remind you of it on a regular basis. Listen, I was very impressed with the book, and if the Republican Party wants to win, they need to follow the instructions you lay out here. Do what you said you would do. Fight for freedom in the swamp. Don't fight for your reelection. Don't fight for the next election. Don't fight for the right to be called congressman or senator. Do it because you want to serve. Be a public servant. That's how I view it. Very well done. Amazon.com, Hannity.com, bookstores everywhere now, just released today. Jim Jordan, we appreciate you being with us, and we have a link up on our website right now. Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Take care.
800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Quick break, right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know, violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick, I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear. And it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Sean's got more behind-the-scenes information, more contacts than anybody, more friends behind the curtain. Sean Hannity is on.
All right, 25 till the top of the hour. We're just talking in the break about, you know, five people dead, 40 hurt, including 12 kids, after this guy with a long criminal record, The carnage is unbelievable in Waukesha, Wisconsin. And then, you know, here we go again. We find out, oh, this guy has a rap sheet a mile long. Just more recently, charged with resisting an officer, bailing on his bail jumping, second degree recklessly endangering the safety with domestic assessments, as well as disorderly conduct, battery, posted $1,000 bond. Just a couple of days before this attack. But we're being told it's not an incident of terror. Turns out he's a big Trump hater. If it was a Trump lover, God knows that would be the story. I don't blame his politics. I blame just the evil that is in his heart that can do this to innocent people. The carnage, it just is heartbreaking. Linda, you're very upset about
him. You know, I really am. And I was reading about, you know, the kids that are hurt. You know, I take, there's a lot you can take, right? But you can't hurt kids. You just can't. When you start hurting kids, you make decisions that are kids are affected. I mean, there's three sets of siblings that are in the children's intensive care unit. Like, these parents are beside themselves. And this guy has a rap sheet longer than my arm, and they let him out on $1,000? Like, are you kidding me?
It's incomprehensible to me. But you know what? This is what defund, dismantle the police is. This is what it looks like. This is what you get. No bail laws, which Joe Biden is now supporting nationally. It hasn't worked out well in New York. I can tell you from what I see happening in New York. The statistics don't lie. Murder's way up. Crime way up. You know, look at the disaster that represents many cities. Well, as long as you don't steal $1,000 worth of merchandise, it's okay. They're going to let you walk right out of the store and then not going to charge you. You know, I just, for the life of me, and this is what angers me. Okay. We've condemned what happened on January 6th. People are being held accountable. What about the 534 riots that killed dozens of Americans, injured thousands of cops, and destroyed billions of dollars of property between theft and arson? Where's that commission? Where's that committee, Liz Cheney? And it tells me that, I guess what, Washington only cares about one riot, the one that impacts them, not the riots that impact the, you know, all these other communities, all these other states, all these other cities. You know, as they sat there in pure denial and told us what we knew was not true, that these were mostly peaceful protests. No, they weren't. You don't have thousands of cops injured, and you don't sit there night after night and watching the looting and arson and city blocks being taken over and the bricks and the rocks and the bottles of Molotov cocktails and lie to me like that. Where's that committee?
It's funny. On Friday night, I was watching your show, and I was watching Brian Yunis, and he's in front of the people that are blocking the Brooklyn Tunnel.
Right.
And they were there for over an hour. It's a federal offense.
I think it was the Brooklyn Bridge, right?
Brooklyn Bridge, but there was another tunnel that they were also blocking. They were on the Brooklyn Bridge, and they were blocking traffic there. And it had been for over an hour. And the police are standing there. It's a federal offense to block a roadway because people need to get through for emergencies. You know, there's a pregnant person trying to get to the delivery unit. There's a sick person having a heart attack. And there's all of these people that are standing there, and they don't know what they're standing there for. They don't. If you ask them, what is the case about? What happened during the courtroom? I'm sure there's exceptions to that rule, but the rule is what it is. And they don't know the details of the case.
What happens is they are being fed lies, and they're being fed these lies on a regular basis. Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist. There's no evidence that ever emerged since this incident with Kyle Rittenhouse that showed in any way he was a white supremacist. The facts, the evidence in the case were overwhelming and incontrovertible. That's why the verdict was what it was. But the rush to judgment, you know, the things that are said on TV, the sound bites and where people get their news from, they don't get the truth.
And they don't even care about the truth, Sean. Well, they don't even care.
In many cases, they don't. I mean, this NBC leading the charge in spreading
lies.
Disgusting. What was
four years
of Russia, Trump, you know, collusion lies? You know, what was it in Ferguson? What was it in Baltimore? What was it with Duke lacrosse? It never ends.
But you know what makes me more angry, Sean?
No.
It's not so much that it makes me more angry than what they're already doing, is they never correct the record.
Ever.
They never come back and say, I'm very sorry, we gave you misinformation, this was this. It never happens. Not once.
Not one time.
And
you're
think
right.
That's the biggest problem that I have. I don't care if you say something wrong and you made a mistake or you misjudged. We're human. It happens. But when you egregiously do it time after time and you never come back and say, I was wrong,
you
this
mean
was
like
the
on
case,
the Steele
these
dossier?
Were the facts. Yeah, exactly, Sean.
And
where was the
way,
news on that?
And even the way the Washington Post did it was not done correctly. But at least they tried a little. Nobody else, you know, is anyone ever going to hold every other network, every other fake news cable channel, the New York Times, will they give back these prized Pulitzers? Anyway, Andy's in Florida. Andy, you're on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, Sean. In addition to the great points you're making about media coverage, I just want to say that if you look at the disproportionate coverage of this type of event where potentially a person of color has driven through a crowd of predominantly white folks, I mean, it's crazy. The disproportionate reaction, both on television in terms of the number of times you see it spoken about, and then especially from the opinion piece. I mean, if the roles were reversed here, the outcry would be absolutely beyond the pale. By the way, met you in Jacksonville at the Davis Cup a few years ago, and you were so kind to my family and I, and for someone of your stature to take the time to speak to us, really appreciate it.
Listen, I don't have a job except for people like you that listen. I'm very appreciative to you, and I'm grateful. And this is Thanksgiving week, and I'm going to be taking a few days off, like many of you, and spending time with family and friends, and I wish you the best. And I'm even going to fry my turkey. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN is our number. You want to be a part of the program. Thank you, Andy. Ron is in South Carolina. What's up, Ron? How are you? Glad you called.
Hey, Sean. Happy Thanksgiving to you and Linda and the staff. Wish
happy
y'all
Thanksgiving.
Best. Yes, sir. Just want to let you know, it's been a while since I've heard anybody say it. You are a great American, sir.
Thank you.
Been
so are you.
A long time. And just two quick comments. First of all, the Rittenhouse verdict, I think that was a great win for Second Amendment folks and concealed weapon permit carriers such as ourselves. I know you have yours. I have mine. My wife has hers. You know, we are always taught that that our weapons are for defense only. And that was clearly, thanks to the video and the testimony, open and shut, a defensive scenario. And we're praying for everybody involved in Wisconsin. I know you've always been a proponent of not making knee-jerk reactions. And just would like to get your thoughts on this as far as we go forward from here.
Real truth is, as somebody that has had a license to carry in New York, a license to carry in Rhode Island, a license to carry in California, Alabama, and Georgia. And I've carried a firearm most of my adult life. And the interesting part of that is I'll run away from trouble. I'll look like a coward. I know I'm going to win. And even if I'm not carrying, the odds are pretty much in my favor after 9 years of training situational self-defense. Odds are pretty good that I'm going to handle myself pretty well, because that's what we do. We repeat it every single day. But I would run away. I just don't ever want to have to hurt anybody. That's how I feel. And I've had situations where people get very aggressive with me, and I literally will put a hand out and say, just give me some space, please. Don't make me hurt you. I've actually used those words. Linda, you've heard me use those words. Please, I do not want a confrontation with you.
I do.
I will leave. You do what you want to do. And it's funny, just saying that to somebody makes them pause. They think you're nuts. But I do it because it's a passion. But I would, you never pull out a firearm unless you really feel you're going to use it, ever. And it is a big responsibility. And in all my adult life, I've never had to pull it out. Thank God. I never would want to. I wouldn't want that on my conscience. I love the fact that this, I love this company that I found, and I'm a customer, called Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A, and they shoot projectiles that have tear gas and two separate pepper sprays. You can hit somebody from a pretty good distance. I can nail somebody at 40 feet every time, and I can't even see anymore. And it's very accurate. And you see you can look at their website, Byrna, BYRNA.com, I think is what the website is. And you could see that it incapacitates people, but for cops, it would be a good second option at a distance. In other words, most pistol encounters are up close. If somebody's at a distance and you sense something bad's about to go down, if you hit them with the projectile, it's going to be uncomfortable for them, but you're not going to kill them. They'll be incapacitated in as much as the tear gas, the pepper spray, they're not going to be able to see very well, and they're going to be in a little bit of pain, but it's not permanent. And it's just another layer of protection short of the one option that people have and cops have in particular. Do you like that idea? I think we lost him. Quick break, right back. More of your phone calls coming up. 800-941-SHAWN. You want to be a part of the program. All right, back to our busy phones. Angelo's in New York. What's up, Angelo?
Hey, Sean, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Yeah, what I was calling about real quick is, you know, I get irritated when I hear our president and most of these politicians up in Washington constantly lie about his policies and his administration and everything that he's doing will not raise taxes for anybody making under $400,000. It's just an outright lie, and I think it should just be plain English, tell everybody it's an outright lie, because everything you have to pay for is costing more. Therefore, you have less disposable income, so you are being taxed more. I don't care what income bracket
right.
you're in.
There's three categories here. One, we're paying more because of the inflation he caused. Two, we're all paying more to fill our gas tanks, heat, and cool our homes. Three, every item we're buying costs more. Four, you know, we're gonna tax those evil corporations. They're not gonna take the tax increase. They're gonna pass the cost on us also. That's another lie.
I know. And then when they say, yeah, our plan is going to be paid for because of the, $40 billion companies not paying billions in taxes. Doesn't he understand it's the tax laws? They're following the tax laws because they got these high-priced tax accountants. That's their job. That's what they do. They're not going to pay more in tax, so you're not going to fund it. So where the CBO says you're paying $367 billion more, it's going to be much higher than that with his plan. And it's just so irritating.
It's
Why
irritating. It's a lie. We're already paying. Listen, inflation is hurting the people that Democrats claim to love the most. Poor and middle class Americans are getting clobbered. You know, even the cost of Thanksgiving is the most expensive it's ever been. The cost of Christmas is going to be the most expensive. Christmas trees, the highest prices you've ever paid. All of these little things add up. If somebody is on, and I've lived paycheck to paycheck for a significant period of my life as an early adult, it's not fun. You know, but when you're struggling to pay rent and a car payment or whatever you're paying, and utilities and insurance and all the things that you need, you can't afford another $25 every time you fill up your car. You know, there are going to be people, by the way, I read this weekend, people are buying more wood to heat their homes than in past years as a means of lowering the cost of heating their homes. I mean, you're going to have families literally sleeping next to the fire at night because it costs too much for a family. They cannot afford to heat their home. All of this is preventable, which is the worst part of it all. I'll give you the last word.
No, and I agree with you. I just would say if the media could just put it in as plain English as they can so any listener hears, what you're hearing from Washington is not true. You are paying more. You will pay more. Look at the grocery store bill. Look at your heating bill. You can't emphasize it enough, but people, you know.
By the way, do you really think that the mob and the media is capable of telling the truth like that? I mean, they'll touch the surface of it, but they're not really bringing home the message. If this was happening under Donald Trump, I promise you, you'd hear a lot more from them.
I agree with you, Tom. Sean.
All right, my friend. God bless. Appreciate you being with us. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Quick break, right back.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.